Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
The one of one is missing.
I knew something was up.
Pop, that's almost twice as much going for the same price.
I just freaking love that Raider rookie logo.
Doing more buying.
Which one of these 5 quarterbacks has the worst set of pass catchers to throw the football to?
Guess how much I sniped this for an auction.
Number 5, you dirty animal.
I'm telling you, these optic on-card autos are money.
Football cards, collecting, and investing. His name is Andy. My name is Carter. And Andy, it's here. It is time to list those buy it nows for when those players you have bought and invested in go absolutely ape. You know what? And it's time for our viewers to cash in, baby. Let's go.
Yeah, it's that time of year, man. Sales are up across the board. For so many different players. And yeah, it's a great time to sell buy it now. A lot of storylines to follow here heading into week 1. Big storylines right now. Everybody's 0-0 with a chance to win, Carter. There's all that hype baked in. So the market does reset after week 1 and continue to reset for the rest of the year after this.
I'm so pumped up to see how much winning influences your card prices, which is why, you know, for me, there's so many sexy names that are out there. Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt is who you see in the thumbnail image. He prefers to go by Bill. I don't know why you go by Bill when you have a cool name like Ja'Cory Kroski. But
I hate to interrupt you. And sorry to interject here, but that's actually Chris Rodriguez.
Is that a C-Rod? That is C-Rod. Yeah, I'm looking at it. I thought you were going to be basic and just go with the name. But Chris Rodriguez, we're talking about the Kentucky Wildcats, Chris. We normally go through what we're going to go through on the show, and I normally don't bring up the thumbnail image because it's like, okay, I know for sure we're going to talk about it, but we're talking C-Rod Wildcat pride. Let's go.
Yeah, you know, Bill has no rookie cards, so it's like to speculate on Bill, you just got to play fantasy football, right? But if you want to get exposure in the hobby, you can get it to Chris Rodriguez, 2023 rookie card product out there. Rookie ticket autos. I'm looking at an auction that closed yesterday for $12.50, and the official week one depth chart has him listed at number one, I think, even ahead of Austin Eckler, is what I heard. So his stock has shot through the roof in fantasy, but I don't know if it's a trap. I want to get your opinion. Is it a trap in the hobby to buy Chris Rodriguez in this scenario, or is it a good play?
No, I think it is a little too late to get in on the C-Rod hype, because I do think eventually Bill Kroski is the guy. I'm really high on Austin Eckler. I really am. Simply because Austin Eckler had a lot of juice last year. I mean, he ran the football well for a guy his age. And I'm not just talking about like Jaden plays. When he would return kicks, he had a lot of juice. But Chris Rodriguez, I've always thought was an underrated SEC back. And here's the thing. It doesn't matter who you put at running back alongside Jaden Daniels. That running back is going to play at a high level because of the rushing aspect of Jaden's game. So, yeah, I do think we could get a few explosive games with C-Rod, and then that lends itself to some football card buying and selling opportunities. Look at that, 1 out of 25 for $42. Let's go, C-Rod.
Yes, he's pretty cheap. Like, if you can find him, this is the thing about, you know, buying off of eBay. You know, you have to. It takes time. It could take 4 to 10 business days to get that card in the mail and then turn around, list it, and sell it. But if you can find this on comc.com, which has got that software integration with eBay, now you're cooking. And you can capitalize on week one hype here potentially for C-Rod before Bill takes over, or before C-Rod maybe potentially gets injured. You never know. Running back has a high injury volatility position.
And let's talk some Isaac Tesli, and he's also on the thumbnail. It's interesting we're talking about players I have watched a whole heck of a lot. I did indeed watch every single Isaac Tesli college rep as a part of my everyday gig, if you will. And this dude has vice grips for hands. And he's not an elite separator, but athletically, he's special. All you got to do is throw it up in his region, and he's going to make a play. So Isaac Tesli, Andy, lots of athleticism, lots of excitement around him.
So I think Isaac Tesli is a trap right now to buy his singles, because people are really chasing these Donruss elites hard. They're chasing his origins. There's an origins. So this is an origins non-serial numbered rookie card. Base card, $19.99. It is a hobby-only set, but it was just released, so you've got that new product hype baked into it. And, Carter, I'm looking at this depth chart, looking at, like, the fact that they've got Amon-Ra St. Brown, they've got Sam Laporta, they've got Jameson Williams now stepping up in an expanded role. So I still look at him as, like, the fourth receiver on this team, and I feel like people are overpaying – because he is a rookie, and they're wanting to get a slice of him. And I think there's better – like, if I'm going to pay up for a rookie, I want to pay up for a rookie that can potentially execute or perform based on the opportunity at, like, a 1A level on their team. I just don't think Tesli, when rubber meets the road here, is going to be able to output that level of production to equal these current prices. I mean – non-serial number origins rookie auto, $100.
That's a lot, dude. That's deep, pricey. Man. Yeah, and on top of that, Andy, I would, if I were advising someone that really needed to buy a rookie wide receiver, why not use that $96 and put it towards a Tet auto or someone that we know is going to be featured day one in their offense? So. Well, see, the preseason film on Tesla was really, really, really good. But, I mean, that's why I was actually going to bring this up next, Andy. I wonder what Emeka Egbuka's origins auto, if he does have autos in origins, I would be curious to see what that would be.
I'm looking for it, man. But I'll tell you, so Isaac Tesla's pink non-serial number Donruss Elite was selling for $12. Emeka's is selling for $8. So right there is a discount on that card. It was more entry-level card. a little bit more accessible. But let's see if we – I'm not seeing the Amika Egbuka Origins auto, but let's take a quick peek here, because if that is the case, I mean, you have a scenario where Baker's been raving about this guy. He's comping out to Amon-Ra St. Brown. He's a first-round draft pick. He's got an immediate a spot on the team with Jalen McMillan out, with Chris Godwin out, and Mike Evans. Yeah, Mike Evans is a Hall of Fame stud, but he's just one guy, and he is 30 now at this point. So I'm looking at Amika. I mean, he's just gone up a lot in fantasy stock, and he actually has an opportunity here to convert at a alpha level out of the gates. And so he should be the play. I'm not seeing the Origins pro uniform auto.
Yeah, he's not in it. It looks like he's just not in it. You would think that one would have already surfaced and sold already. But here's what I want to discuss now, Andy, because the chat is going crazy over Cam Ward. Before we get into Cam's football card market, which is somewhat complicated, what are your thoughts on Cam going in to this next season?
Well, you know, I feel like he's been one of the least talked about number one overall draft picks in recent history. I mean, I can't think of a more slept on number one overall draft pick than Cam Ward, which is very interesting because he is a number one overall draft pick and he does have a good cast around him in Tennessee, but the Tennessee franchise has been so down the last few years. And it's a smaller market. It's not the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's not the New England Patriots. It's kind of like one of those situations where I think Cam Ward, and look, week one, they're playing the Denver Broncos in Denver. This is like the hardest possible matchup for him as well. So when it comes to hobby, I'd be looking to flip, buy back in later in the year. But I am definitely bullish on him long term. I'm more bullish on him long term than I am Caleb Williams, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and this is actually a little side quest, if you will. You see what I did there? Side quest, football card quest.
Love it.
I want to bring up a name that has really interested me. So I've done Cam film studies on every single preseason throw. You can get my honest, full thoughts on him as a prospect, Power Hour NFL, if you're interested. But one guy that really, really stood out to me was Elik Aiemanner, the rookie wide receiver out of Stanford. So I just looked this up, Andy. His Origins auto is going for $40, where Tesla is going for $95. Yeah, and Tesla has more draft capital. I get that. But that Titans wide receiver room is way more open than that Lions wide receiver room. So just someone to keep an eye out for, Elik Aiemanner. Great name, single-digit number, number 5. And I think he could be a really solid rookie wide receiver. And if Cam Ward is indeed good, yeah, you could still see this being the Calvin Ridley, Chig Okonkwo, Tyler Lockett show. But Elik, Andy, has already jumped Van Jefferson on the depth chart. So it is something. I just wanted to bring it up.
No, that's definitely something, because when you can get exposure to the rookie at that level, look at what happened to Isaac Tesla through the preseason. They explode in value. Amika's gone up, as you can see, as we just highlighted, like his rookie Bowman Chrome University first autos and the Donruss Elite cards, they're gone up. And yeah, it's tough. Like, I like to make the play right now on the veterans and then see what happens with the rookies, unless I'm pulling packs, Carter, unless I'm opening packs, and then I'm pulling the rookies out of packs. I think, you know, look, I'm going to show you. I got something right here.
Oh wait, are we ripping on stream again for the second straight week?
I didn't tell you this before stream, Carter. I went to Walmart today. And I got sucked in, man. I don't know if it's the week one hype. They had these value packs of 2025 Donruss Elite. I got a hanger box of 2024 Selects. I got a hanger box of 2024 Prism.
What are you doing?
And I got this tin of it's got two 2024 optic packs, one 2024 mosaic, and one 2023 select.
Ooh.
But I really got it because of the 2024 optic and mosaic. And I don't know. It's tempting to violate my hobby tip from last week and open the 2024 stuff. Make sure you guys stay tuned because I found something very fascinating before the stream on hit rates for 2024 optic. And also I found a sale that you guys are going to be very interested in later on the stream. So yeah, Carter, I've got to open this up, right?
Yeah, go on ahead, start, rip it now. F it, rip it. Nothing we could say is more interesting than what you got going on right there. We saw that Jonathan wants to talk Jack Besh. Yeah, I like old Jack. Jack is a friend. I'm not going to say we're close or anything like that, but Jack's been on my LSU channel before. And, yeah, I think the key for Jack Besh, his stuff will go up if the Jacoby Myers trade actually does go through. But if that doesn't go through, we did see Deontay Thornton, who we've been talking about quite a bit, Andy. He is a starter. He was listed as a starter for the Vegas Raiders. So there you go. Jonathan, Jack Besh is going to be a good player. It's going to just take a while, though, because those snaps just aren't going to be there with two better slot options ahead of him in Myers and Bowers. Hector also brings up Geno Smith. Move him while you can. And we say hi to Dr. Hoodat. There we go. Pick Six Cards, my fellow Derek Stingley collector. Diamonds in here as well. All right, Andy, what do we got?
No serial numbered cards. Got a bunch of the foil cards. They're all veterans here. The one rookie card was a defensive player. So out of this value pack, which I should have saved the receipt, it couldn't have been more than $7-$8. I mean, if you get a rookie, it's not a bad, chance. But let's see. We got Josiah Stewart here. We got the pink Josiah Stewart. That was our rookie card pull. So, unfortunately, that pack was a bust. Everything else is veteran and base. So, nothing serial numbered. But fun rip if you can find those. Honestly, the better values in the mega boxes or the blaster boxes.
I'm not an elite fan, as you know, Andy. So it is what it is. At that point, is that all we're ripping today, or
maybe stay tuned?
Stay tuned. Okay.
Hey, dude, I want to talk about some of these college players that have gone up after week one college football, because we've already kicked off the college football season. So guys are going up big time. Two guys that jumped off to me was your boy, Garrett Nussmeier, leading LSU to a narrow victory over Clemson, man. And he doesn't have a whole lot of cards, but what I have seen out is definitely going up, man. Look at this.
It's wild.
The Nussmeier. The Leaf Autos, the Bowman Best University out of 25 selling today and a buy now for 230. And then you had the out of 10 Bowman Best U selling for 350 and a buy it now. I mean, people are on Garrett Nussmeier right now. Buy it now is hard.
Yes. And I had the opportunity to move into a big Garrett Nussmeier Bowman's a few weeks ago at a show, and I didn't do it, and I'm kicking myself. I was overpaying it, but I knew he was going to deliver, and I was just too much of a chicken. I didn't do it. But yes, Garrett Nussmeier is indeed the real deal. His Bowman cards are a lot of fun, but normally, as you can see, 2024 was his Bowman first, which is good considering a guy like Jackson Dart had Bowman's very early in his career. So you have a little bit of a Drake May aspect with Garrett and his Bowman stuff, that it is still relatively new, and like you said, it's not going to have there's just not going to be as much product out there. So yeah, Nuss is definitely, even at these prices, a buy, because I feel pretty good about him being a first round selection here in, or I'd say here next April in the draft.
Oh, that was going to be my question. So he's draft eligible next year.
Yeah, this is his final year. This is his final year of collegiate football.
Oh, so this is huge for him then. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And
what?
And it is interesting. He outperformed Cade Klubnik, who is another draft prospect who also has a lot of Bowman stuff out there. And Andy, we bring up DJ Lagway from the Florida Gators.
Now, this was, I felt, a very soft matchup. They just like steamrolled somebody. I had to go back. You probably remember, but
LIU is who they steamrolled.
They steamrolled. So I feel like they got a layup matchup week one, and they give some teams those kind of matchups. But like, you know, in years past, I think LSU's had some matchups like that. But you guys had a tough matchup week one, and like Notre Dame had a tough matchup week one with a rookie quarterback, and they lost that game. But DJ Lagway, his values are seeming to go up a lot right now, man, after this like impressive week one start here by the Gators. And I'm curious to get your take on him, because his autos are getting way up there, and people are buying his cards all over the place right now.
Yeah, the can't miss five-star quarterback prospect in every class oftentimes goes in the first round of the NFL draft. Okay, so Klubnik is one, and then obviously Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields and Caleb Williams, Bryce Young. The only recent like top 10 national five-star quarterback who wasn't a first-round selection is DJ Uiagalelei, and he's had some good moments in this preseason with the Chargers. So Lagway is really good. Now, here's the thing. Andy, he's made of glass. So the thing is, there could be and very likely will be an injury in DJ's near future. And that could provide you an injury dip opportunity. I discussed him as an injury dip opportunity when he got hurt in the Georgia game last year. But yeah, he's for real. He could flat out fling it.
Interesting. So that's good to know. That's good to know. I think that's the play on him, because he's definitely gone up a lot after this week one. Were there any skill position guys that jumped off the film to you this past weekend in college football that are maybe in their second year or their senior year, where they have some cards out that are draft eligible next year, that you were like, that's an interesting prospect right there?
Yeah, so what's fascinating, Andy, and this is what makes football cards so interesting now, is normally we're talking about players that are ready to go to the draft the next year, like Garrett, Cade, but we just mentioned DJ Lagway, who's not draft eligible until 2 years from now. Okay, so that's an important nugget. We don't want people going to buy and then, oh, I'm flipping for the 2026 draft, and he's not draft eligible.
Yeah.
What's fascinating, Andy, is the wide receiver class for the class of 2027, so not this draft year, the next, is supposed to be transcendent. They all had bad weeks, all of them, because they all have new quarterbacks, right? Jeremiah Smith dropped a few passes. Ryan Williams, his card prices, Andy, were up-freaking-surd this offseason. I'm talking about Bowman's out of 5, out of 10, going close to $1,000. And he's concussed. Quarterback play is absolutely atrocious right now at Alabama. So this could be a buy-low opportunity for you. Ryan Wingo is another player, buy low opportunity at this Texas offense continues to struggle. Cam Coleman at Auburn is ridiculously talented. I think he's more talented than all these guys outside of Jeremiah Smith. And he's in an offense that they're not going to throw a whole heck of a lot because they have a running quarterback. So I think with the prices being as high as they were on Ryan Williams, you're going to have a lot of people just holding that stuff because they paid so daggum much. But man, it is very, very, very fascinating. Now, as far as draft eligible guys this next year, Jordan Tyson, the wide receiver out of Arizona State, is a very interesting name. And another one who's got a big matchup this next weekend is Justice Haynes, who was at Alabama and is now at Michigan, has a lot of juice at running back.
Nice, man. Well, dude, that's a hot list for you guys right there. I'm looking at Cam Coleman, very few cards, but I do recently see he's got Leaf Metal autos, like, you know, low serial number out of 8, one just sold for a couple dollars in August. So, I mean, they're out there, and these sound like stash plays. And I think if we go back and we look at, like, where Derek, one of our subscribers, made all his money from Michael Penix in the draft process, was like the year in the mid-season NFL dip, so late October, early November. There's also a dip there for college football, and he bought in there to flip for the upcoming draft cycle, either the upcoming year's draft cycle, so this would be 2026 or even 2027. That's a great time to buy. I mean, we were talking about, like, your guy Kate Klubnik, for example, that just got beat out by Garrett Nussmeier this past weekend, or DJ Lagway, who's made out of glass, and you could potentially buy in much lower then. So those are and the hot list you just mentioned, man, very interesting. I'll have to go back, and you guys will probably have to re-watch that segment a couple times to get those names and write them down.
No, I gave a gazillion out, but to me, Ryan Williams is the most interesting because Jeremiah Smith is the guy, right? It will take an act of God if Jeremiah Smith is not a top 10 selection in the 2027 class. But Ryan Williams, his prices were so high. And here's the thing, Andy. He's not caught a touchdown pass since a game versus Mercer last year. Do you know where Mercer is located, Andy?
Georgia?
I don't know. I'm asking the chat. That wasn't like one of those trivia things. I have no idea where it's located. I've just always heard the school name. And he's not had a 100-yard game in forever, and Alabama is 5-5 in their last 10. So there's going to be a lot of people holding this Ryan Williams bag. We know he can play, but, man, dude, his stuff was so unfreaking believably high before the season.
So pretty expensive.
I mean, am I wrong? Is 125 for a non-serial Bowman auto, is that high?
That's high. You know, it's not where Ashton Gentry's peak was, about 250. No. Travis Hunter, you know, got up about 250, 300 on this card. But 125 is high. You know, that's higher than, like, Tet McMillan and stuff when he was getting all that hype in college. Like, you know, I think his peak in college was about $100 on this card. So, and so if you're listening, we're talking about the Bowman Chrome University with the first logo, auto, non-serial numbered. Ryan Williams selling just 2 days ago for 125. So, Carter, maybe his values dip more, and he's the prime candidate here to target sniping in October, November.
He is very young. He's only 18. So last year he played at 17. But, you know, he's big on the TikTok. he is. And he's got the Caleb Williams aspect. He paints his nails. He's a big nail painter.
Really?
So, you know, a lot of different people have opinions on that. Arch Manning is
we can't end the college football segment without talking about Arch here. He lost week one, right? And
oh, Andy, no. Let's stop you there. He didn't lose week one, Andy. He was Kim Kardashian BBL booty in this game. Oof. It was so bad. The most noodle-armed performance I could remember. Arch looked more out of place than a CEO at a Coldplay concert. It was that bad, okay? And look, it is just one game. He played a lot better last year in his two spot starts for Quinn Ewers, but it was bad. But guess what? There was still some ridiculous sales. $434.95 for that raw sticker autoed inserty NIL card. Wow.
Yeah. Buy it now too, man.
Buy it now, dude.
Sold yesterday.
Sold this yesterday. Yesterday.
Once the season kicks off, man, Mondays, well, today's Wednesday, but early in the week, like Monday and Tuesday, I get yesterday's technically Monday, right? Because Monday was Labor Day as a holiday. So a lot of people are getting back to the grind yesterday. And so typically Monday during the season is a very hot day to sell cards. You'll see a lot of auctions go down Monday night. You'll also find a lot of people Monday morning are like, you know, armchair quarterbacking, looking, you know, watching podcasts, listening to the PFF guys talk about who did what this past weekend. And they're making plays based off of that. And so Monday morning is a very interesting time on eBay.
And there's my guy, Ryan Wingo. There's my buy low. But man, 36 for that. I thought it would be a little bit lower. The Texas tax is a real thing. The Arch tax, the Manning tax. But yeah, we just discussed Ryan Wingo. Let's go to Matthew, Andy. He brings up Julian Saiyan, Julian Super Saiyan. He's the Ohio State quarterback who went up against Arch and looked fine. He ran the offense. Obviously, there were some rough parts in a high-pressure situation, but this is a guy whose stuff is only going to go up, Andy, because Ohio State's going to win a lot of football games this year, even if he's not that good this year. Julian Saiyan is a name to look out for.
Yeah, I'll definitely look out for him as well. And Matthew, shout out to Matthew Steets. He's in our fantasy football league that we're drafting tonight, guys. I'll actually be live tonight at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time, live streaming a sleeper fantasy football draft and drawing that correlation between fantasy and cards, doing some card analysis, trying not to get auto-picked as I compete against Carter and Matthew Steets, got Filthy Collector in there, and a bunch of other guys. It's a classic single quarterback 12-team league.
Let's go. Well, I can't wait to take all of you guys down because I draft way more than all of you, and that means I lose money way more than all of you as well. Andy, I want to bring up, and this is going to be my play of the week. Or do you want me to save play of the week for later? We've not even done hobby tip of the week, so let's go to
hobby. We haven't done hobby tip of the week, and I'm actually like contemplating buying some Chris Rodriguez Jr. right now on COMC.com. I just found his cards, and they're pretty.
All right, let's go. Go on and buy those.
Favorably priced here, man. I'm going to do some live buying analysis here from our player the beginning of the stream, week one sleepers here. And yeah, I mean, cracked ice rookie ticket auto, you have the monopoly out of 23 of 75, but even if you just wanted like the base optic, I mean, there it is right there with only four from 14 25. And so what you do is you come in here and look at what, you know, you have two at 14 25, one at 18, one at 15 45. These are great options to buy and flip. You can see how they show the quarterly sales here on in the top right. If you look at this little chart right here, it'll say raw 6 up to 18.75, and you leave your mouse over and it says best sale on 12.29.24. So, you know, with this being the beginning of the season, you have easy like double up opportunity on these cards, maybe higher, but you know, it just depends on the opportunity that he gets. I mean, we're talking a 6th-round running back here. Carter, does he have enough juice? Is he going to get a couple touchdowns? If he gets a couple of touchdowns and 100 yards, then yeah, these are going to be double ups. That's kind of what the play you're trying to make there. But I don't know how much of that would be stolen away from Jaden Daniels and Austin Eckler, maybe Debo Samuel as well now.
One thing that's interesting for me, when it comes to hobby tip of the week, I want to remind people that football cards are about to have a weird year as we get ready for this Topps Panini transition. What's going to be printed? What's not going to be printed? I'm not here to speculate or anything like that, But always remember, rookie cards matter. Licenses matter. Okay. So, Andy, I'm a little shocked because I spent a lot of money to help enhance this show by buying a green screen. I think people were disappointed all the time seeing my LSU stuff in the backdrop. So I get a green screen, and this is actually a football card right here. All right. This is the Jaden Daniels 1/1. You have the, this is kind of cool, a little presentation. You see a little Nike strip, game worn cleat right here. Okay. Let's see if I do this right.
Nice.
And then you got an auto. Looks like this is an on-card auto, if I were to guess. This is a scan. Get the 1/1 going on right there. Okay. So here's the thing, Andy. This card right here, I don't really care that there's a license on there or not. I really, really, really don't care because this card is so rare. It's a game-worn cleat. It's a 1/1. But for other short print cards, people still do care about the licenses. Now, one thing in Jaden's favor is the Commanders brand isn't as important to his football cards than, let's just say, he was a Dallas Cowboy because the star is so important, or an Eagle. The Eagle is so important. But it is different, right? So there's going to be a lot of this speculation about what's printed, what's not printed. So just be ready for that as a football card collector. But always remember, rookie cards, on-card autos, numbered. Okay, those are three things to always factor in. If, let's just say, you're a first-timer watching this right now, those three things of varying degrees of importance will always take good care of you. And then the fourth, of course, which is might be more important than the others, is a set. Okay, so all those things, just keep that in mind.
Yeah, that's huge, man. That's it, man. You nailed it. You nailed it. Those are the common denominators you want to look for.
All right, so let's see what you got, Andy.
Yeah, my hobby tip of the week is going back to blowoutcards.com. They've got a sale. So there's been some deep dives done. You guys can really go down this rabbit hole on Reddit. But I used AI to analyze the Reddit forums for hit rates. All right, so retail odds on hit rates for 2024 optics. So if you look at this, the hit rates for downtowns and mega boxes is roughly 1 out of every 69 packs. This is based on an analysis of opening 598 megas versus 2,244 blaster boxes of 2024 optic. This is a whole like rabbit hole on Reddit that I had AI analyze here. So what they say is that the hit rates for downtown out of the blaster box is 1 out of 137 packs. And so this is going to apply kind of the same way for not just downtowns, but also uptowns. And then obviously this is going to like have correlation with the serial numbered and just like color parallel of rookies that you're chasing as well. So basically I was trying to figure out if it makes sense for me to rip these 2024 optic packs or if I keep them sealed. And this kind of led me down this rabbit hole to where the hanger boxes, you can't get any autos, right? And so really my focus is on rookie parallels or high-end retail pulls, prism pulls, you know, silvers of Bo Nix, you know, Michael Penix, Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams, J.J. McCarthy, Drake May. And that's what I'm chasing there. But the hit rates are going to be lower. So ultimately what you want to focus on is mega boxes. And so I found mega boxes on sale through blowoutcards.com on 2024 optic right now for $109.95. This feels like a very good opportunity when you consider the strength of the class and the hit rates for mega boxes, according to this Reddit research.
Interesting. Well, now that I know you're a box ripper now, this seems fun. Like, all I want to do in life is just make enough money where I could just rip cards all the time. And I am on the opposite end of that spectrum right now. But that's all I want to do. I just want to buy boxes. It doesn't matter. I'll buy elite boxes as much as I don't like that product. So there you go. We see how to clickbaits. Clickbaits, one of the members, you could join our membership tonight. Just click the join button if you want to join the football card memberships. Andy, has your opinion of downtown's kabooms changed at all in your mind?
Yeah, I mean, I think they've gone up in value. They've become clearer chase cards in the hobby, cards that, you know, you want to hit. I mean, they become like, you know, a big reason why people still buy retail boxes and still buy hobby boxes and chase that stuff, get into breaks, you know. So, yeah, those are the ones you're chasing. Not that I've ever pulled one, but I would love to. I would love to get, you know, get like clickbaits over here and pull a few.
Hector says he's a Color Blast fan more so. The only problem with Color Blast is kind of like the card that's in my backdrop is that it's horizontal. Quite a few Color Blast are horizontal. But, you know, I was watching an influencer was at the National. The girl who does the jokes every week, the team meetings, Annie Agar. She was at the National. And I think if I remember the clip correctly, she was there doing like a sports card sponsorship thing. And she was like, oh, there's a Josh Allen kaboom. There's a Josh Allen downtown. Those cards do just pop. You know, some people think that they are overprinted. I don't like the fact that they aren't numbered. But it is funny, Andy, how what people like is just what people like. Because we've learned that downtowns probably aren't as rare as we think that they are. But the price has still gone up because it's one of the it cards, if you will. So it is something. It is indeed something that people still love those cards.
I think they've grown, man. They've grown in popularity as well. So, you know, that's a big thing to kind of keep your eye on. When you see lesser known players continue to go up in price, even though that their overall perception has gone down, that's a really good sign that card has actually like gained traction or gained popularity, if you will, in the hobby.
Let's go to an early play of the week. Why not? We'll take a few more questions after this. Andy, my play of the week is Will Shipley. It in fantasy drafts and just real life, it is interesting that this running back, who we know at the very least is decent, would you say he is the best handcuff in the NFL right now, knowing that A.J. Dillon is the other running back that he has to worry about in his backfield?
Yes, not much to worry about there with A.J. Dillon. Yeah, I mean, Will Shipley makes a lot of sense for a lot of reasons. And I mean, strength of offensive line, strength of team, strength of being able to contend, you know, primetime spots. They've got just so much going for them. And, I think they're going to run the ball a lot. A lot of it's going to go through Jalen Hurts. But whoever gets a starting opportunity, like even if Will Shipley doesn't put up, you know, these huge games, a lot of games, Saquon didn't put up huge games last year, you know, but being part of that environment, being who he is, starting a bell cow role for that team, then your values are going to go up, period.
Autos for Shipley are a lot cheaper than I thought. You know, I'm looking at a few national treasures here for in the $25 to $50 range, which is good. These tops autos that are numbered at a 225 are in the $7 to $8 range. They're unlicensed, of course. Origins Nasty Patch Auto for $24. I'm in. I am in. If you want to make a play against Saquon getting hurt, the 400 carry thing is a real thing. if that's the case, wheels up for Mr. Shipley. Played at a big college, five-star recruit, made a few plays in the playoffs last year. So I'm in on the ship. I'm down.
Yeah, National Treasures. National Treasures RPA out of 99 for 25. You can see one just sold another one, another auction from a much bigger consigner. That's, you know, that's an advantage of going with a big consigner like DC Sports 87. That card goes for 40, and it's really the same card as you see right here. It's actually more, it's actually a lot more rare too. So, well, that's, there you go. So that's why I just answered my own question. So, yeah, but anyways, a National Treasures numbered that out of, you know, they're all numbered. Rookie patch autos, going for that cheap. Great, great buy, great price point.
Mm. ClickBaits is with me on the Shipley call. So I really appreciate that, ClickBaits. All right, Andy, play of the week. Let's hear it.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm going back to, I mean, there's a lot of plays you can make here, but I'm going to a play that I can make on COMC.com, and I just got to plant my flag on one of these guys. I think Chris Rodriguez is tempting, but I think there's a lot of other guys that you could potentially plant your flag on. I mean, there's running backs like so inexpensive now. I look at Travis Etienne, for example, as a guy that has got lost a lot of value. He's got 2021 rookie cards that are very cheap, could be trade fodder. Tank Bigsby could be the guy ahead of him. So, like, you made an example of Will Shipley as a backup running back. And if anything happens to Saquon Barkley, well, it makes even more sense if you own Saquon Barkley cards to buy Will Shipley. So if you own Tank Bigsby cards because you bought into Tank Bigsby's card this offseason, I would buy Travis Etienne as well, especially because the values could go up just from a trade alone. And then if Tank Bigsby doesn't work out because Travis Etienne like progresses a lot this year, then you've got stock into him and you're going to cash out there. I mean, the Jacksonville Jaguars have a huge storyline around them right now because of Travis Hunter, Trevor Lawrence, new head coach Liam Cohen. They've got a lot of focus on their team. They're playing the Carolina Panthers this weekend, so you've got that storyline. A lot of people watching Bryce Young and Tet McMillan to see what happens there. So I want to get pieces of that game where I know there's a lot of exposure to. And this is a spot, Travis Etienne 2021 rookie cards makes a lot of sense to me. But getting Tank Bigsby too and buying both.
And one final thing, and I really want to hammer this point home for the licensing thing. Andy, I want to show you something that might jar some of our viewers, but take a look at this, if you don't mind if I could share a screen. J.J. McCarthy, National Treasures Auto. He's in Treasures, okay? The other QBs are not going to have autos in Treasures. McCarthy is a Panini guy. So you could buy this card now for the lowly price. It's like the Jet 2 holiday meme. And this is a jersey number match too, out of 18. But you can buy this now for $28K. As you can see, not from any event, obviously. But this is what I was talking about earlier. With the, it screws it all up, if we're being honest. It really does. Like some of the big quarterbacks not being in the Treasures autos, this kind of pisses me off, if we're being honest, because it makes me like, damn, I would love a Jaden Daniels National Treasures rookie auto.
Yeah.
Dude, it is something that is indeed missing, because it's one of those things where can you really compare J.J. McCarthy to Drake May autos, right? Because those two are going to be compared quite a bit this year, which is why I go to comparing – they're silver prisms in prism. They're zebra prisms in prisms. But it is something, right? I was like, there's something I wanted to bring up here. I didn't include that in my hobby tip of the week. But to your ETN point, I agree, man. This might be time for Travis Etienne. Let's go.
Another backup play, if you don't like that, stash Marshawn Lloyd. another guy just came out of 2024 National Treasures. You got to love how they release these sets right when the season starts. The best sets, the whole rookie class now over a year after the player's been drafted. 2024 Marshawn Lloyd, I think, is a fine stash play. We were bullish on him last year before rookie season. He got injured, and now he's in the same situation behind Josh Jacobs, who's a clear bell cow. But, I mean, Packers, I have them probably taking down the NFC North. I think that was my bold pick last week. And, I mean, if that's how you feel and they have a huge market, a $20 National Treasure rookie patch auto is a very good buy. It's even cheaper than Will Shipley.
Actually, I feel like Andy, it is a little bit of a disservice if we didn't look at Micah Parsons. I didn't look because we don't do a whole lot of defensive player stuff on here. Maybe someone else could tell us. What did you do with your Micah Parsons cards after the trade? One of the biggest trades. And by the way, Andy made that prediction before the Parsons trade happened. So let's be fair here.
I thought you made that prediction.
What? That the Packers win the NFC North?
Oh, yes. No, I made the Packers prediction before the Parsons trade happened. But you made a prediction on Micah Parsons, period, didn't you?
Yeah, I thought he was going to go, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, yeah, I mean, Micah Parsons, rookie, they weren't as expensive in the past couple months as they have been in the past. But this trade to the Packers obviously increases his values. It gives him new life. Like, all of a sudden, I think a lot of people are expecting the Packers to be a very dangerous contending team, which I agree. I am a little concerned about Micah Parsons' health. I don't know if I read rumors or if there's any validity to him having a potential back issue that is maybe there.
No, it's not rumors. It's real deal stuff. Like, it's an actual
Real deal stuff. See, that concerns me. Like, I heard something about he's going to have to get shots all season because he's got a slip disc or something going on in his back. And, I mean, that's when you're a lineman and you're pressing offensive lineman out of the way, you're using your back a lot. So that definitely concerns me that he may not be 100% and he may not have as big of an impact as people think. But you can see, I mean, like PSA 7s, yeah, rookie autos out of 75, close to $100, or base rookie ticket auto PSA 9 for 150. He's selling. He's moving. These are buy it now solds in the past day.
Yeah, I think he'll be okay though. I mean, I don't know. It is interesting. You're always worried about back problems. Yeah, I've gotten to know a few sports medicine folk, and they've always said the back has been the most complicated thing to fix. Right now, they also say you could play through it. It's just. There's no great treatments for the back, if you will.
He's also, as Hector points out, getting a lot of guaranteed money. So getting that big bag could make him relax as well, potentially.
Andy Clickbait wants to know, who do you think is going to be the best QB from this year's draft class long term?
This year, 2025?
Yeah, it's Cam.
I mean, I think it's Cam Ward right now. I mean, I'd have to say it's by far and away Cam Ward. I mean, is he fishing for a Shedeur Sanders take here?
No. Yeah, well, no, Dart.
Oh, Jackson Dart. Yeah, I saw he was second on the depth chart ahead of Jameis Winston.
He's good.
Behind Russell Wilson, so that's interesting.
I had a second, third round grade on Dart, and the preseason, even with all the static coverages and everything being easier, it looked good. It looked good. And you got to remember, Malik Nabers is going to make a lot of quarterbacks look really, really, really good. And, yeah, it's part of the reason why I'm kind of biased towards Dart, ironically, because I just need Malik to have a good QB because that's my guy. But I'm going to give you a deep cut clickbaits. A guy that I do like a lot, but it could be a situation where it's a Kirk Cousins types of thing because he's not exciting, but the dude could just flat out fling it. It's the Vikings backup, Max Brosmer. All right, now that's a deep, deep, deep in the weeds cut. But Max Brosmer, when it comes to throwing from the pocket, is good. Now, he's not as athletic as Dart or Ward. The arm isn't as special, but he's good. In structure, in between the pocket, he's really, really, really good. And I love watching quarterbacks like that because, well, most of us aren't good athletes watching this right now. Brosmer plays quarterback how we would have to play quarterback if we were NFL quarterbacks, which is playing on time, reading defenses, and hoping for the best. But that's a deep cut name for you.
Nice.
Now it's super deep cut. I'm not saying he's going to be anything, but he could just be Clayton Tune, if you will. But it's something.
Well, you know, that's a big delineation between the hobby and fantasy, because guys like that, you do kind of want to have stash in the hobby, especially when you can buy them for super cheap. If you can find a good rookie card and buy it super cheap, why not, when they're so young? And you have little risk because you got it so cheap. But in fantasy, when you have limited bench space and you're only starting so many of a certain position, you know, you don't want to clog up a spot on your portfolio in fantasy for a guy like that. You'd rather have one of these backup running backs or wide receivers. So there's an interesting difference there.
Just keep the name in mind. So those autos are – the wild cards are like 20 to 40. Stuff's a little bit higher than I thought it would be. But – there you go. Then it's just a deep cut QB name. But there you go. Andy, great show today. And we will see everyone tonight for the live fantasy draft get together.
Yes, sir. Man, looking forward to it, man.
All right. 8:30 Eastern. Let's go. We'll see you then.
Yes, sir. Peace.